and dunks by Smith. And no rebounds, if that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of West Coast Knicks Fan. I'm your host, Matt Ritter. With me, as always, is Jeff Cerulli. We had a light week, Detroit and the Nets, and we had a split. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, man. Very good.
It was a very light week. You know, we had a not very basketball focused. What do you do when there's not a lot of Knicks games on the roster?
You watch football. You watch the NFL playoffs.
You watch the NFL playoffs, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Obviously we're a Knicks podcast, but I'm sure
you hang out with your girlfriend again.
What's that?
You hang out with your girlfriend again.
Yeah, like, I guess you have to bring
her. We haven't done something in a while. Let's hang out.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend was very suspicious. She's like, why do you want to hang out 3 days in a row? I'm like, well, it has nothing to do with the fact that the Knicks are in London.
Yeah.
Flying to London at all.
It was good timing for them because they needed the break because they were playing shitty. But... yeah, today, where was the effort today? Where was the intensity?
Yeah, you know, I mean, how many podcasts in a row have we been talking about effort lacking now?
First quarter. Can they win a first quarter ever besides the Detroit game?
Yeah.
Effort. There was one point where both teams were breaking a lot of shots. And then what happened? They're kind of going back and forth. I still thought they would win that game. And then Joe Johnson hits like 9 points in a row, a couple threes, and then the Nets pull away. Knicks come back, but, you know, obviously fall short.
Well, you know what I don't like in terms of defensive matchups? Like, Joe Johnson's clearly hot, and they're clearly abusing J.R. Smith. He's not big enough to guard Joe Johnson, and Woodson stubbornly doesn't change that matchup.
End of the game. Who was on Joe Johnson? J.R. Smith.
I mean, everybody who's watching the game knew – Joe Johnson's going to take it against J.R. Smith because Darren Williams wasn't having a good game. They don't really have anyone else to go to.
No.
What do you – I mean, I guess they should have put Shumpert on him, but even Shumpert's a little undersized for Joe Johnson.
I think Shumpert's undersized. I guess what's so wrong with Melo, putting Melo on him?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with it. But in order to do that, you would have to have put another big guy in, which Woodson didn't seem willing to do.
Yeah, we're kind of thin there. That's the problem. I think Copeland is a fucking disaster. I mean, he can hit open shots, but, like, can't play defense. I mean, there was one move in the beginning of the game where he, like, did his best J.R. Smith impression, and it was a terrible shot. I mean, I guess disaster is a strong word, but we're starting Copeland. I mean, this is not the best... idea. This is not the best situation for us right now.
No, you never want to start a guy who comes from Italy that D'Antoni didn't want.
Yeah, and also a guy that is the 15th man. Goes from 15th man to one of the starters. It makes no sense. I don't know what you do, though. I mean, Brewer's been an abomination right now.
Well, Brewer's supposed to be a guy that you'd think could lock down Joe Johnson. I mean, that's the reason to have him.
Yeah, and Brewer's just not playing well. He's aiming his shot now. A shot's always awkward, so now that he's, like, conscious that he's, like, in a slump, it's, like, got no chance.
He's a man with – he has more shattered confidence than Rocky in Rocky III.
Yeah, I mean, it's real bad right now for him. So.
You know, like right after Clubber Lang kills him and he has no confidence whatsoever?
Yeah.
That's where Ronnie Brewer is right now. He needs to go back to the streets, go back to that ghetto gym, get his confidence back.
Are you implying Ronnie Brewer's from the ghetto?
I have no idea where he's from, but I think he needs to go to the gym that Apollo takes Rocky to get his confidence back.
You just saved yourself.
Yeah.
On MLK Day, shame on you.
Yeah, you're always insinuating these references that are not there.
I am. You're like, Melo had a bad game. I'm like, what do you mean by that? That's great. Yeah.
The only guy who played well today was Novak.
Novak again with another great game. And I'll tell you, Steve Blake, I mean, the Knicks should get him right now.
Happy MLK Day.
The effort wasn't there for most of this game. They're bricking shots. J.R. Smith's bricking shots. Melo's bricking shots. Amari's getting his legs back a little offensively, but man, defensively, woo, he is a nightmare.
Yeah, two things about Amari. One, is I really like, except for when he gets his shot blocked against guys that are twice his size, I think he's getting shorter, is he not?
Yeah, he's like a grandma, like an 85-year-old grandma.
Because I saw him standing next to Shumpert, and he was the same size. I wasn't sure if it was just because of the flat top. But the other Martin's thing...
shorter. No, absolutely.
The other thing about Amari that I do like, though, he's got this turnaround baby hook shot that's actually working.
Akeem. Worked out with Akeem. There's video evidence.
Yeah, and also he's dunking. It looks like his hands got a little bigger. He's dunking with one hand now.
What do you think of that travel call? They called that travel on him?
That was real dicey.
They never call that.
That was really dicey. I didn't like that call at all. But, you know, the thing that's promising about Amari is that he still isn't hitting his mid-range, which you know is going to come back. That was his automatic best weapon offensively.
Yeah, I agree. It's there a little bit, but it's not consistent. And I think he looks good offensively from a standpoint of where he is.
Yeah. No, I'm very encouraged, and he's not forcing anything really.
No, and he's coming off the bench. He has no choice right now. He's coming back, but yeah. I think he's playing well for what you want out of him.
Well, I got to be honest. I mean, if you look at the season, right? I mean, he's playing 25 minutes now. I don't see him playing more than 30 ever.
No.
So I got to be honest. I mean, what we're seeing from him is if he can start knocking down some jumpers, I think we're going to see that's what he is, and it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good guy to come off your bench and help you out. Today they just could not get over the hump. I mean, what's the most they were leading in the second half? 2 points?
Two points, three.
3 points, I think. They just could not pull ahead. And, you know, why am I seeing what's his name? Bogut getting wide open looks in the corner.
Yeah, I really hate the fact that, you know, that corner three is the Nets' bread and butter for their three-point scrubs like Stackhouse and Bogans, and you leave them open, you know they're going to hit it.
Gerald Wallace, too wide open.
Yeah.
The Nets shot a really good percentage from three today. Knicks just didn't have it. Nobody was hot.
No, I mean, look, you can look at it two ways. You can say the Knicks were completely off and they were lucky to be in the game, or you can say, look, play some defense. The other team should never shoot 50%.
Yeah, and I mean, they got killed on the boards, which is nothing new, but Humphreys just killed him. Killed him.
It was 52. It was 52-37, and Humphreys had 13 rebounds in 27 minutes, including 5 offensive boards. But like, who's gonna box him out? I mean, Carmelo's not big enough. Amari's not big enough.
No, that's the problem. Did you see the Twitter war with Chris Kardashian? What he said?
No, about the herpes that he got.
He got herpes.
No, so he's suing some girl. She claims that he gave her herpes.
What? Yeah, not about that.
That was all over Twitter.
No, I didn't read about that. Chris Kardashian.
Who's that?
Chris Humphries says, great game today. MSG got awfully quiet at the end. So then J.R. Smith tweets back something about Kanye West, like, when Kanye West played the Garden last month, it was bumping or something like that.
Nice.
You know? So there you go. We'll always have that.
J.R. Smith showing his true roots. By the way, J.R. Smith, I want to talk about his Twitter feed because he's always talking about sexual stuff. It's so inappropriate.
I'm going to follow him right now.
I mean, it's wildly inappropriate, the stuff that he's like, how are you going to say you a virgin when we know you ain't?
Great. He's chucking them up on Twitter, too.
Yeah, he's a chucker on Twitter. I love it. He always thinks he's nailing things on Twitter.
Dude, he could not stop. He could not stop, man. I mean, he just, like, is in love with his shot, and he just didn't have it today.
J.R. Smith will take every opportunity to turn the wrong way on a turnaround jumper.
Yeah, but here's the thing about him, like, it's weird because, like, there was one stretch where he missed. It was a bad shot. It was rushed. No one else touched the ball. But then the next two times on the court, he did the same thing and hit them both. So it's tough, man. It's tough to, like, I mean, that's his game.
You can't have J.R. Smith taking 19 shots. It's too many.
Well, hopefully the thing they miss about Felton the most is penetration.
Yes.
That's what they're missing the most, because now Kidd doesn't do that. He can't.
He can't. And that's what lead to Novak going 0-3, Brewer going 0-2, Shumpert going 1-6. All those numbers are contingent upon Felton penetrating and kicking, you know?
It's going to come back. Once Felton comes back, hopefully Saturday versus Sixers, you're going to be able to drive, kick out to Novak, like you said, kick out to these shooters, and it's going to restore the offense. And hopefully at that point, they're still game up on the Nets, and all orders restored, and they go on a run February, and this is just a bad stretch.
Yeah. And by the way, Kidd shot really well, you know, today. He
two threes in the beginning.
Yeah, it's just very tough. You look at the roster, it's like, I see the Melo shot 29 shots, but I didn't see too many. Like, who's going to shoot those shots, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he had, like, he put up, like, a lot of, like, bad shots per se.
Yeah, you know what bothers me, though? Prigioni didn't take a shot in 9 minutes.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, he had that one layup he could have took, and then he passed it to Chandler.
You have to be a threat on the court. You have to be a threat to score.
Yeah, no, I know. It changes things. If you're not going to take the shot, they can play off you. But free throw shooting too, man. Amari missed some shots down the end. I mean, there was a point where when Melo hits those two free throws, they're up what? They're up one at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, we went 11 for 17 from the line. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, you go 11 for 17. You know what? You're up like three or four now, and you win that game.
They shot 64%. The Nets shot 70. But yeah, I mean, it's just you cannot shoot 64% in an NBA game from the line as a team.
Just the end. Those end free throws.
Yeah. And by the way, they only had 5 turnovers too, and the Nets had 17. You should win that game. 19.
Yeah, it was bad intensity and missing shots. And, you know, Brook Lopez played great. I mean, Brook Lopez had those two blocks at the end that were fantastic. Melo's going to get a layup. It's blocked. And I forget who else took the other one.
Amari got embarrassed by Brook. The thing is, Brook Lopez is 7'4" and Amari's 6'3". I'm not sure what he was thinking there.
Now he's 6'3". Next week he's going to be 6'1".
Yeah, I mean, he's like the same size as Nate Robinson.
Amari Robinson. That was two good plays by Brook Lopez that he plays the Knicks well. And what are you going to do, man? I mean, you kind of had a feeling the way these other games went, they were going to split with the Nets, unfortunately.
Yeah, but here's my question. I mean, isn't this philosophy like, you know, hey, we play our way and you gotta change your roster for us? Like, shouldn't there be a little bit of Woodson being like, all right, the Nets are killing us on the boards consistently. Maybe I should be playing Kurt Thomas today.
I think Kurt Thomas is a big zero. I don't think he gives you anything. I'd rather go with Amari.
Well, I guess we don't really have any other choices, right? Because Rashid is still out and Camby's still out.
I don't think he's coming back. If there's he's an old man and they're saying he's never going to play again. I mean, he's never going to play again.
Do we have enough size?
No. I mean, that's the problem with that because you had Camby, you had Wallace. That's fine. I mean, even Camby is, I think, a major dud out there. At least he can rebound a little bit and box out. And now you don't have any of that. So they're really undersized right now, terribly undersized.
Yeah. What do you think about Shumpert so far?
And I think they're going to sign Kenyon Martin.
I hate Kenyon Martin, but at this point I'm resigned to it.
I think he sucks. But, you know, you need a body and he can bother people. And he could be our Reggie Evans, you know?
Yeah.
He just goes down. That's all you have to do.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, just the idea of wanting Kenyon Martin. It's like 4 a.m. and you just, like, you're single and there's a fat chick at the bar and you just want a warm body. That's how I feel about Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, and you'll smush your face back.
Yeah,
and make it skinnier. Have you ever met?
I don't know.
Rough subject. here's the thing. It's a terrible idea, but what options do you have? Reggie Evans would be great on this team. Why don't we have Reggie Evans?
Can we offer the Nets a trade for Reggie Evans? Can we offer them Kurt Thomas and Prigioni for Reggie Evans?
Reggie Evans signed as a free agent. Anyone could have had him. I mean, he's a guy like if you could have had, hey, would you rather have Marcus Camby or Reggie Evans?
Reggie Evans. Yeah. You know Reggie Evans.
Why do we not want him? He's a guy. We have scores. We got Melo. We got all these guys. Man, can we just get the guy who's going to rebound like an asshole? That's just going to just box people out, elbow people, just fight and rebound and be an energy guy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Reggie Evans per minute, he averages like 47 rebounds per 48 minutes or something.
Well, hey, he had like 9 or 10 rebounds today, right?
Yeah, no, he averages like 20 rebounds per 48 minutes. The guy's insane.
And then and there was also that stretch at the end where the Nets were killing the clock with like 2 minutes left, take a shot, get a rebound, start the clock over, you know? And it's like, that can't happen. You're trying to get possession back. You're down two.
Yeah, I mean, there's one minute to go in the game. You need the ball. Like, you have to have the ball.
Yeah, it sucked, man. It sucks losing the Nets, and it sucks away. But, yeah, that lies on the GM. And the GM did a great job. But, yeah, Wallace and Camby, I mean, these guys are just old and they're hurt. And now we need rebounding.
Look, this is the gamble we made. We signed old guys to win now. And, you know, we can still do it if they're healthy. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully Kenyon Martin can. I mean, they're going to have to cut someone, but – I'm fine with that.
Do Kenyon Martin and J.R. Smith have matching neck tattoos?
I mean, you're getting Nuggets East, man. Yeah. You got Camby, you got Martin, you got J.R. Smith, Melo.
I don't like it. Too many Nuggets.
Too many Nuggets. And as far as your question before, Shumpert, yeah, I like what I see. I mean, why not?
You know, I think he's – you know, it's going to take a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm being fair with him. He's not there. The lateral quickness isn't there. He's not like a great perimeter defender yet, but – I think he's going to come along.
Yeah, his shot looks pretty ugly, though.
Yeah, he never had a shot, though.
Yeah.
Never had a good shot. So that's like, I'm not expecting him to hit a ton of points.
Yeah, I mean, look, lucky for us, we had that win in Detroit. You know, I mean, that was an easy win.
Yeah, Shepard had an air ball. First shot of the game.
Yeah,
no,
but I like winning easy games that we need to win. Again, like I always say, that's the mark of a good team.
Bulls are killing the Lakers right now, by the way. They're done. Just killed them.
The Lakers are not a team in contention for the playoffs. They're a team in contention for the lottery.
Well, they don't have a lottery pick, which is hilarious.
And that's great.
They can still sneak in, although they're losing so much. Who knows? I don't want to face the Bulls, man. I mean, that's obvious saying. They killed us three times. But you get Derrick Rose back, geez, that's not a team you want to face.
No, we keep talking about it. The more I watch the Bulls, the more I'm terrified of them. You know why? They just play so hard.
They play hard, great coach, play defense. We're a team that likes to shoot jump shot. They got Noah and Gibson, and even Boozer's having a good season. I think they beat us. Bulls, I mean, I have no reason to believe the Knicks. I mean, I guess if we're fully healthy, we'll see what they can do. But anyone else I'd be okay with. Even the Heat I'd be okay with, playing the Heat. But Bulls, I think, give us the most trouble. Nets, I think we beat the Nets in the playoffs. Celtics, I think we beat the Celtics. Pacers, I think we beat the Pacers first round.
Yeah, no, you know, look, I've been saying, you know, matchups are important. I'd like Indiana to get that 3 seed, and then we avoid the Bulls, you know?
I think Indiana's a little bit of a slower team. I think Melo and George can cancel each other out, and then I think we're just better. I think we're just talented.
Yeah, I like how Paul George went from being like a nobody to now canceling out Melo.
No, I'm just saying I think Melo's better, so they cancel each other out. Like, what George is going to give you, Melo's going to give us, but yeah, a little more.
Yeah, I would like to think a little bit more than Paul George.
Well, is Melo going to start eating or what? Well, which Melo are we getting?
Yeah, everybody made a big deal about this. I mean, I always felt Melo was a little fat, so I think it's nice for him to get a little diet going.
It's just weird timing. The team's struggling. You know, that Celtics game, you were saying, like, Melo never had a bad game, and then the next night he puts up a shit game, and you find out it's in the middle of a 15-day fast. It's like, hey, man, breakfast, pretty good. To try it.
Yeah, what do you think Melo eats on a day-to-day basis? Like McDonald's and shit?
You think so? I mean, he's like a little soft. He's
chubby.
Like
I mean, he's a chubby kid. Maybe he's insecure about his body.
You think that now in the middle of the season he's got to pull this shit?
Maybe he's like looking at his body like in the mirror and Lala is touching his like love handles and she's like, you got to get your shit together.
How can you – here's the thing. If you're a pro basketball player and you're fat, like, you're never going to be in shape because that's so much running.
Yeah.
Essentially, what do you do? I mean, you're doing – especially a guy like Melo who's playing so many minutes a night. You got practice. You're pretty much doing cardio 6 days a week. So
if he's eating value meals every night before he goes to sleep.
I mean, you think any of these guys really eat McDonald's all the time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just eat shit. Like Lamar Odom loves candy. Derrick Rose.
You know why I think that? Because you always hear about these players. Like at some point in their career, they go, "Yeah." And then I started thinking about my diet, and like, what do you mean? You started thinking about it 7 years into your career?
Yeah. Well, Felton said I was in shape 7 of the 8 years of my career. Like, they just something to be proud of. last year, just one year, I wasn't in shape. And it's like, well, why? I mean, I guess the lockout, we get it. But what? Why? What are you eating? Why
donuts.
Are you not-
Don't, dude, have you ever been to fucking a donut shop like late at night, you know?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, these guys have unlimited money. They could buy as many donuts as they want.
Yeah. And the candy, too, doesn't help. It's all sugar. And
yeah. I mean, I think probably there's probably like 25% of the league eats poorly.
25%?
Yeah. That's my...
I'm always curious about that, what these guys eat and shit. But, I mean, if you have that money, aren't you getting like a chef and like a personal like kind of guy to look over, like dietitian? To, like,
I mean, you would think so. But, you know, I mean, look, this offseason, J.R. Smith and Melo started working out with that famed trainer guy. So that's why they're in better shape.
What were they doing before that?
I don't think they had trainers. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point of this. That's like, why are you not in shape?
Yeah, I mean, that feels like it should be like a rookie orientation thing. Like, you get into the league, and here's a list of personal trainers that we recommend. Here's a list of personal chefs we recommend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in the handbook.
It goes, look, eat right, eat vegetable, and don't invest in a car wash.
I think Iman Shumpert eats very healthy.
Yeah, he's cut.
He's ripped.
I mean, I disagree with you with the Chandler stuff, man. You're like Chandler's jacked. Chandler's a little cut, but he's not like jacked, dude. Jacked, to me, is like Dwight Howard.
Well, there's very few jacked guys in the league that are like, you know, that seven-footer. I mean, name a guy.
He has no muscle tone. He's just a tall, big guy, but he's not cut. Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Chandler's
water weight.
Chandler's got more muscle than Duncan at this point.
Way more. Yeah, he's hot. Not like, I wouldn't say he's a jack. I'm still arguing with this from 5 weeks ago.
Nah, he's not thin, man. He's not thin. Sorry.
There's thin towers.
First of all, Camby has to be on the court for it to be the thin towers.
Well, that's why one of them fell down, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think Tyson Chandler's thin.
We're gonna bring Tim Thomas back? Well, what's up? For the third time?
Just keep Tim Thomas off my airwaves.
That's a guy who definitely I don't think eats right. That guy seems real lazy and fucking.
You know what I like? I want to go back to the Detroit game. They got a couple of young studs down low. I like that guy. Who?
Drummond.
Yeah, he's a beast. I like him and I like Monroe.
Monroe's solid. He's just a solid player.
They got two big guys. Can we trade for one of those guys? Can we get like Monroe for Prigioni and Kurt Thomas?
How surprised would you be if the Knicks make a trade? I don't think they can. I don't think they have anyone to offer, really. But then sometimes weird stuff happens.
They don't have anything to offer. They could sign somebody, like, other than Martin, if there's somebody else.
Who's in the list? I'm going to look right now. It's always hilarious. Like, my favorite thing of when I get NBA.
Oh, you mean like guys who are just like hanging out at their house right now watching TV?
Well, yeah, I mean, why not bring somebody up from the D League, like a big body, man?
Yeah, isn't there like a guy in D League that works hard, that's 7 feet, that's just not in the league yet? I mean, isn't there anybody?
I got to believe, yeah. But then you look at someone like Haseem Thabeet, who's just such a boss, and he's like 7 foot two, so it's like not anyone.
Yeah, the problem is with those 7-footers is sometimes they're so uncoordinated, they're just worthless.
That's the thing, yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to believe that. I mean, but we only need a guy. Reggie Evans is only 6'8", you know?
He just works hard.
Yeah, I mean, we need a guy who's 6'8 or taller that works hard.
He credits Nate McMillan to pulling him aside and being like, look, you suck. You got to figure out something. Just rebound.
Oh, man, that's what my football coach told me. He goes, you suck. You just got to figure out how to be a good cheerleader from the bench.
Really? What position did you play or not play?
Cornerback.
Oh, you were a cornerback. You probably couldn't keep up with anyone. That was the problem, right?
We're in Division I on Long Island, man. There's some big athletes there.
What school did you go to again?
Plainview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've talked to you about this. Wait, Plainview, they added schools, right?
Yeah, we had two schools combined into one. So Plainview, old Page.
There.
So we ended up, you know, in D1 football, which is not where we belong.
No, I hear you, man.
But, Reggie Evans was told properly by his coach, you're a scrub, do the things that scrubs do.
Yeah, my friend, when I used to play basketball with him, because you know Matt, you know my game, I like to shoot.
Yeah.
Kind of like a J.R. Smith out there. I like to shoot, I don't like to pass, I like to do it on my own. And my friend used to always make fun of me and say, rebounding's for the peasants. You're too good to rebound. And then there you go. Right? So Nate McMillan was like, look, you're a peasant. You got to rebound. Yeah, and he's been in the league like 10 years.
Here's the problem with the Knicks is we have nobody who thinks they're a peasant.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not Dwight Howard. Oh, my God. Sorry, Tyson, that I called him Dwight Howard. Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, like, but yeah, I mean, he's a stud. He's a stud overall. But Novak knows he's a peasant, and he only shoots threes because he's smart.
That's the thing. Yeah, he doesn't try to do anything else.
But James White and Copeland, they don't know that they're – I mean, they're not doing anything peasant-like. They're not working hard on D.
No, I think Copeland's a disaster, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're a peasant, you got to work hard on D.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have peasants who are not working hard on D.
Well, I mean, I think Prigioni has the peasant mentality because he tries to get steals. And that's like – I know it's a stat, but it's not like – like a flashy stat.
No, yeah, that inbound steal is a very peasant-like move.
Yeah, so, exactly. He's like trying to get crumb. So, yeah, I mean, Prigioni knows his role. I mean, that's how you win. You need the team.
Yeah, but the problem with Prigioni is Prigioni thinks he's such a peasant that he's not allowed to shoot.
What the fuck, man? What was that game I was watching? That they lost this game where two possessions in a row, he took two threes from the farthest point in the court on top of the key, took one, came down court, took another, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You never shoot. Now's the time. I forget what game that was. It was recently. They lost it. I think they lost badly that game.
Yeah, I think it was Chicago.
Might have been Chicago. Yeah.
Prigioni got it in his head. He probably, like, had a lunch with Novak. He's like, dude, it's easy. You just stand at the top of the key, and you just bomb from downtown.
Well, yeah, your complaint about Novak's been he's not shooting. So you've been saying this all season.
Yeah.
Bulls, 24-16, right behind the Knicks. And we're all cramped up now.
Hey, by the way, I'm in a basketball league, and I requested number 16 on my jersey.
What basketball league? LA Comics League?
No, it's just like regular, you know, dudes, just regular guys.
How do you know these guys?
Just one guy who's a comedy writer, so we're in this league, and I got 16, man. I got the jersey.
Who's 16?
Novak.
Oh, Novak. Who, how's the competition?
It's just a bunch of, like, writers and, you know, comics. And it's very, very – not a lot of athletes. It's good. It's good.
All right. Well, that's fun. When do you play? What night?
You know, we play on – what was last night? Sundays, so.
How many points did you have?
I had two. And I hit a layup.
There you go. You guys win?
Yeah, we crushed 37 to 11.
Nice, man. You guys are on your way, man.
We're doing better than the Knicks this week.
Oh, what a week it was. What about let's look to this week going ahead.
Yeah.
What do you think, buddy? Big game. You know they're going to do the 100 Nut Cheerios chant in Boston. My God.
How many people are going to be dressed up as that 100 Nut Cheerio bee?
A few. I don't think that many, but to give you an honest answer, I think a few. And I think they're going to have a little box of 100 Nut Cheerios, and it's going to be a lot of 100 Nut Cheerios. When he's on the free throw line. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking it would be awesome if everybody was dressed up in that outfit, but I guess it probably costs like $200 to get yourself like a legit Honey Nut Cheerio Bee outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll see maybe one or two. But you're going to hear. As you should. I mean, that's what you do, you know?
I mean, it's a great chant.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to bother him. I don't know.
Is there a way for Boston to like put it in the air conditioning system, like the smell of it?
Like it smells like Lala.
Yeah. Like if they could just pump it through the air conditioning system, just like Honey Nut Cheerio smell.
I don't know, into
the Knicks locker room.
What if
the Knicks locker room was just filled like 3 feet on the ground filled with Honey Nut Cheerios?
Well, who was the one that did that to was it someone did it to Kenyon Martin's car? They filled it with popcorn?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it? Oh, no.
Is it J.R. Smith?
Well, no, I thought, what's his name? Gilbert Arenas was known for pulling, like, horrible pranks on people.
Someone did it to Martin, Kenyon Martin, from that team, and he, like, flipped out, and he's going to kill him.
Yeah. There was some sort of gun violence after that.
He signed Birdman for 10 days.
Who?
Birdman for 10 days, the Heat.
Yeah, I would have rather had the Birdman than Kenyon.
10 days. They signed him for 10 days because that's how long a check takes to check the computer and scan it completely to see if there's still kiddie porn on it. And then if that's fine, then he'll be able to.
Well, they also sign him just for 10 days because it takes it takes that long to get the drug test results.
That too. And what happened with that kiddie porn thing? He got cleared of it, obviously, I guess. The FBI was looking at his computer.
Can they just grab your computer like that?
Yeah, he got excused from the playoffs. The Nuggets sent him home. They're like, yeah, just get out of here.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, man. So, yeah, you got the Celtics game. I think the Knicks win this one. I got to be honest.
I do, too.
Boston's playing well, but then they lost, I think, like three in a row. So
yeah,
not
no, I think we win. I think that's like a must-win for us. I think the Knicks are going to treat it as a must-win game. I actually think the Knicks could go on a five-game winning streak.
I do. If you look at the schedule, let's say they beat the Celtics, which I think they'll do. I think they're going to be motivated because they won last week. Also, they just lost today, so they're going to be like, you know, I don't know. Now I'm talking myself out of that. Like, yeah, so what? You can have they have 2-3-game losing. Well, 2-2-game. No, 1-3-game losing streak and 3-2-game losing streak. So who knows? But anyway, I think they win. And then the Sixers, Felton comes back at home. Sixers have been playing shitty. That's a win, too.
Absolutely. I mean, these are both wins. I have no doubt in my mind these are both wins.
Yeah, I think they won the.
Who else is on the roster this week?
Let's see. I'm going to go to the schedule right now. This is the two I know because I'm hardcore.
Yeah, are they back-to-back? Are they? What are the dates? Is that Thursday, Friday?
Thursday, Saturday. Mm. They don't have many Saturday games. You notice that. So, yeah, they got Boston and then Saturday night game, Philly. Then Sunday, the next day against the Hawks. It's an interesting game. Haven't faced the Hawks yet. I think they win that one, too. They're home.
I mean, you know, the record at home now is 14-6. I'm not liking it.
No. No, dude, not only 14-6, but they were 10-0 at home to start.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to defend the home court.
What happened to protect this house, Under Armour?
Yeah, we got to.
They were saying that. We got injuries, man. They got to plug some up. And then you got Orlando, a game I'm going to, Wednesday the 30th.
Ah.
That's the one I think they win, too. Matt, we're talking about a streak here. I'm going to name the next. You tell me next time they lose. Boston, Philly, Atlanta, Orlando. You can say all win.
Win all of them.
Milwaukee.
Win.
Sacramento at home.
Win.
Detroit away at home.
Win.
Wizards.
Win.
Minnesota.
Win.
And then the Clippers. There you go.
Listen, they should win all those games until the Clipper game. I mean, what is that, 8 games you named?
Yeah, and the Boston on Thursday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then Clippers is 10.
Yeah, I mean,
want them to go 9-1 on this stretch.
Yeah, at worst, they go 7-3.
Yeah, this is a good stretch for them. And then I think that brings you to the All-Star break. That brings you to the All-Star break about.
So look, if we go, let's say we go 7-3, that would bring us to 32-17.
Yeah.
But listen, that's a good record at the All-Star break.
You would take it. You would take it. I mean, look, record, all that matters is winning the Atlantic at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Whatever their record is, if it gets, that's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Should we do our 5 Knicks of the week?
Yeah, let's do it, buddy. All
right. I gotta say, for this week,
let's do a top 3. You want to do a top 3 this one?
Yeah, we should probably do 3. There were only 2 games, and nobody played very well. For number 3, I'm giving it Iman Shumpert, just a little welcome back. I'm giving him the play solely on his just. We're just excited. The Knicks are excited for his youth and energy. He had a pretty good game in Detroit. It wasn't really a factor today, but you can see, I mean, you can already see, like, you know, he brings that thing where he's actually, like, putting his hands up on D. Just that alone gives him my number 3 spot. Just put your hands up on D.
Yeah, I hear you. We're all excited he's back. So excited. My number 3 was Amari. We're having a good game in Detroit, and I played pretty solid tonight, except his defense was a disaster. So it's a little, everyone's been shitty, so that just goes to show you how bad a week it was.
Yeah, I all right, yeah, so who's your number two?
I got Chandler. All around good game, should be an all-star this year. Will he make it?
Yeah, that's going to be weird, too, the all-star game with Garnett and Melo.
Yeah, I just think they just, you know, whatever, got to deal with it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they probably won't even talk to each other, I would think.
I think he's just going to deal with it, and that's fine.
I just think they don't even talk to each other at all.
Maybe.
Yeah. So my number two, so you're, you had your number two?
Chandler.
Right, Chandler's your two. My two is Melo, actually. He had you know, a solid game against Detroit, and tonight he played, I thought he played okay, you know. I mean, I thought he had a good stretch. And he, you know what I liked? He was really trying to pound it inside. He missed a few. He's been missing a lot. He's been missing a few finishes. But what I really liked was his three or four wraparound passes to Stat.
I like that Amari. I like the way they played. You're right. I mean, Melo would drive, kick in, and then kick it to Amari. That looked good. I mean, that's the one thing we should be talking about if we want to talk about positives from this game. The two-man game of Amari and Melo was actually really good and looked like the foundation of something. And then when Felton comes back, you're on the pick and roll. Like, there's no reason for this team not to go 9-1 in the next 10 against shitty opponents.
I really enjoyed Melo's passing to Stat. I mean, I think he passed through more of this game than we've ever seen in their relationship.
Yeah, I agree, man. They had it going for a little stretch, man. That's when I thought they were really going to. I mean, in the fourth, when they took over and they were up 3, it looked like they were going to win. But
yeah,
again,
you know, they just didn't get any easy buckets.
No, they would get stuck with like Lopez and Humphreys and whatever coming in. It was good defense.
Yeah,
PJ Carlissimo still got it. Number one, I put Shumpert because he's back. Got the flat top in action, coming down the court. I'm on Shumpert, number one.
I got my number one for Amari, man. I really like his little hook shot. His baby hook looks really good. I like that he's at least trying on defense. He looks like he's trying at least.
Yeah, I do think he's trying, but yeah, it's.
And you know, look, my apologies to Chandler and Kidd. You guys are playing well all year, but this is week to week, you know.
Yeah, it's not yearly. By the way, I just looked up right now the free agents centers who are available, who are named.
Is George Mirazon on that list?
No. You ready? Darko Milicic.
No.
Bergman just got signed. Ben Wallace.
No.
Dan Gedzerich.
I would take Gedzerich. He's a great defensive player and he rebounds really well.
I think he's who over anyone. Jerome Jordan, who we had.
No, thank you.
Marcus Cousins, whoever that is.
Is he DeMarcus' cousin's brother or something?
Oh no, this guy is Marcus Cousins.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody.
We made a huge deal. We got Marcus Cousins, and everyone's like, "Yeah," and you're like, "No, no, no, not that guy, Mark Cousins."
I wonder if there's an idiot somewhere in a basketball fantasy league that got really excited getting him in the fourth round.
Yeah, he last played for the Jazz. He last played.
I've never heard of this guy, so I'm gonna go no.
Marcus Cousins. Yeah, dude, drop the D. Brad Miller. He retired. Randolph Morris. Remember, he was gonna be our big. Isaiah, man, he swung a deal. He got Randolph Morris.
No, thank you.
Yeah, a lot. Eric Dampier, Greg Oden.
Nope.
Tony Batty.
Nope.
I know you might not have heard of this guy, but his last name is Famous. Gerard Famous?
Is that? No, that's not a real one. You just threw that in there.
It is, though. It is, man. That's the centers that are available. We could have any of them.
So, but Gedzerich, I mean, he probably would cost us a pretty penny.
What? Nobody wants him.
Really?
He's sitting. He's not on the team. These are guys we could have right now. They're free agents.
But how much do we have to pay him?
It says career earnings are, wow, he's made $37 million.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Gedzerich made like $4 or $5 million a year.
Ben Wallace made $87 million in his career.
Oh, my goodness.
He got a big contract from the Bulls. But this is going to make you even sicker. Darko, $46 million. Never did a damn thing.
We're in the wrong business, Jeff. This comedy racket is not that lucrative.
You got to get taller.
How much do you think Louis C.K. has made in his comedy career?
Oh, millions. Like
no, but like 47 million, 50, you think?
I was going to say 50 million.
All right, what about Bill Burr?
No, considerably less.
I'm just throwing out a number.
Bill Burr, do you think he's a millionaire?
I don't know. Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's a millionaire because he hosted Fear Factor for a while.
So, what do you think his career earnings are?
I would say 20 million.
Yeah. What about Kevin Hart?
Hart? Somewhere around there, too. He's doing really well.
Yeah. What about, who else? Like, what about, let's see, what other comedians? Like, what about Bob Saget?
Dane Cook?
Dane Cook's probably around 50, 100 million.
Yeah.
What about Bob Saget?
Bob Saget had all that Full House cheddar.
Yeah.
Bob Saget's probably like, I'd say, you don't think like high, like 80, like 60 million?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So any of them billionaires?
Any comedian? Roseanne Seinfeld? I don't know.
Seinfeld is the closest. But yeah, I don't think he's a billionaire. Well, actually, I don't know, man. He might be.
Larry David?
He might be a billionaire, too. But probably not. They're just super rich. Yeah, and then as far as power forwards, I mean, Josh Howard, you want him?
Nope.
Magnum Roll?
I don't know. That's not a real person either.
Is he a porn star, Magnum Roll?
He's definitely got a huge schlong.
Magnum Roll. Yeah, dude. Lexington Steel?
Yeah, I would like Lexington Steel. Does he ball?
How could he not?
Is there anyone else on that list?
It's garbage. Josh Harrelson, who we had.
Nah.
Mikey Moore.
That guy was hot for a minute.
Eton Thomas. Luke Herringote. It's all garbage. Josh Boone. I mean, that's you to have him. Sean Williams. Maybe take a chance on Sean Williams.
Yeah, he was good for us.
No, different Sean Williams. This was the guy from the Nets, trouble guy, good rebounder, block shots.
That wasn't our Sean Williams?
No, that's Shawne.
What's this?
This is just Sean. He used to play for the Nets. Don't you remember? He's kind of like got in trouble in college, and the Nets drafted him, and then they kind of released him.
Is he the guy who killed his limo driver?
That's Jason Williams.
I love that he was just doing a gun trick. He was just spinning his gun around and he shot his limo driver in the face and killed him.
Huh.
And
he got away with it for the most part.
He did. He got away with it, you know? Hey, that's what this country is all about.
Just like Ray Lewis, we're all going to root for him. He never did anything wrong and I'll never hear otherwise.
You think the victim's family is rooting for the Niners?
I think so.
Probably.
He got off. He didn't do it, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess. His girlfriend
didn't go burn his clothes or anything. He was fine.
Listen, I mean, what's in the past is in the past, right?
Hey, yeah. We say that every day.
Yeah, with every horrible thing you've done, you can just go, hey, it's in the past. Right after you've done it, it's in the past. It's already immediately in the past.
That's the great thing about the past.
Yeah, the second Ray Lewis wiped the blood off of his knife, it was in the past. let bygones be bygones, you know?
Exactly.
So, all right, so we're predicting an undefeated week for the Knicks?
Well, yeah, I think they're going to beat the Celtics. I do. I really do. Sixers, they're going to beat. And, yeah, we're looking at this big 9-1 stretch.
We're making bold predictions, our listeners. 9-1 stretch is what we're looking at. I'd say 7-3. Just because I'm a little bit.
I don't think they're going to go 9-1. I'm just hoping for that. Yeah, I think 7 is more realistic.
Yeah.
They're going to slip up. They're going to lose to a team where you're like, oh, they should have beat them.
Yeah.
That's how it works. The Thunder. We're not going to roll.
Did you happen to see Kevin Durant's 52?
I didn't, but I heard it was magical.
Yeah, it was not magical. He shot like 11 of 30, but they give him 20 foul shots every single game.
Yeah, but he hit all those free throws, right? He's like 21 of 21.
Yeah, I mean, they give him a lot of free throw calls.
Melo doesn't get those calls.
No. I don't know why that is. Melo drove today a couple of times, and I thought he got a foul down low, and it just didn't get called. He drives really hard, and he just doesn't get the call.
Yeah, there's a couple today he could have got.
But you know what? Whining is a sign of a losing team, you know?
Well, I hate that when he, you know, he misses a call, then he's bitching, and then the game's going on without him.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you can't, you got to argue, like, at a timeout. If you want to yell at the ref, do it during a timeout. All right, well, I think, listen, I think that wraps it up for this week.
I agree, man. We did good. We did a good one. This is our best one.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, we gotta get the juju back. The Knicks are not playing well. I when we started this podcast, we felt like we gave them a certain bump.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they start 6-0, 7-0, maybe. I think
yeah, we actually thought it was because of this podcast.
I think it was, yeah, and I think they got to get their magic back for the West Coast.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we will check in next week.
See you, buddy.
All right.